I hope you caught the first episode, the mini episode, the small episode, whatever that is. What's a small episode? An episode? I don't know. Like a cigarette is a small cigar. Don't smoke, don't know why I've chosen that. But anyway, I hope you have listened to the first one and maybe have an idea of what this is about. But just in case you haven't and you don't want to go back and listen to it, which is entirely understandable, I probably wouldn't. I don't have that kind of attention span. But this podcast, this diary, I guess, is my little way of capturing some of the highs and lows of parenthood, alongside some of the highs and lows of caring for an allotment or a home, a garden. Right now it's a garden. I'm on a waiting list for an allotment. I'm actually on two waiting lists because I'm equidistant between two, but don't tell them. Although I won't tell you where I live either, so that's probably safe. That's our secret. But I'm on a waiting list for two, and there's one that I really want. It's not far from here. It's not far from here. I've just told you that it's equidistant. The first one that's not far from here. There's a really nice area in just at the edge of a new build estate. It's got some lovely plots, some small plots which look like very family orientated, and I managed to sneak a visit, and some of them had like little windmills and cute things on. And then some plots that are huge and unused as well, which kind of broke my heart a little bit because, as you can probably tell, I'm raring to go, and I'm still on a waiting list, and I likely will be for a year or so yet, but here's hoping some people give up and let folks like me have their place or have their turn, I suppose. But until then, I'll keep tending to the garden. My husband and I bought a relatively new build property two years ago now. It has a smallish garden. I think I worked it out the other day as 1/74th of an acre, which probably would have been a better podcast name, 1/74th. But it's our little garden, and I, at the start, was very much like, let's pave it and just have a nice big outdoor eating space. And Neil was very much of the ilk that we should keep the grass, and he's never had a garden for himself. So we did. And sadly, in 2021, my father passed away. My dad, very keen gardener and owner of an allotment, and he liked big flowers like dahlias and you know, those kind of big regal looking things. And not long after he died, I decided that I wanted to maybe try and do something similar, maybe try and also look after the garden. So I thought, we'll get a few pot plants and put them on the decking. And then those pot plants turn into a couple of other things. And I mean, right now I'm currently just making a little bit of a tidier area for some lilies to grow. But we, in winter 2000, and you know, I've been out here for 5 minutes and I've already cut myself. Winter of 2021, so our first winter here, we decided that whilst the ground was wonderfully cold, we would kind of carve it up a little bit and make some space for some bedding, so that come spring we could plant. And so we did. We dug a channel, which is kind of what I'm on my hands and knees in. We dug that down the length of the garden, and we actually, at the start, we put in some trees. We have three apple trees and a pear tree. And our local council also gave away some trees as well, and they gave anybody that wanted them some trees. So I also have two little holly bush trees things that are flanking this channel that we've made. And that's kind of where we are, you know. I'm now a proud owner of several clematis, and like I said, digging around and making space for lilies that have been choked by some weeds. I have some iris in here, different grasses that you can probably hear, and astro something or other, I forget what they're called, hang on, an azalea, yeah. You will hear me putting the card back in because I couldn't remember. And we've got all sorts, you know, just things that looked pretty, looked really nice when I bought them, and I've just enjoyed keeping on top of and looking after. And yeah, and so that's the kind of my garden journey at the moment. You know, I put up some trellis on the fences so that the clematis could climb. One of them died very quickly, another one didn't. And then weirdly this year, and I'll share some photos as they pop up a little bit more, but weirdly this year the clematis that I thought had died has gone absolutely like the clappers, and the one that was doing great has died. So, and hopefully somebody out there will tell me whether or not they are biennial or whether there's something I've done wrong, but whatever. But yeah, so we have this little garden, it brings us joy. Last year we threw all sorts in just to see what would happen. We had compost bins full. We had some cornflower. I planted some sweet pea. They were great. They went absolutely brilliantly. And one thing, we inherited a few things from the previous owner. So a camellia we inherited, which I think are lovely, absolutely lovely. But only for the 2 weeks that they flower, and then they go absolutely bonkers. They drop everything, they look very sad. And then you're just left with a green bush for 11 and a half months. So one day I'll probably chop it down. The other thing we have is an absolutely remarkable rosemary bush. Which I absolutely love cooking as well, and I'll share some foodie things that I make. But the rosemary bush is just huge, and it wasn't. And I don't know whether I should have chopped it down sooner or later, I don't know. But it wasn't huge, it now is huge, but it gives us loads of fresh rosemary, and I mean, I quite enjoy making things like rosemary salt and using that on pork and steaky things, and it's just lovely. It's lovely to have my own rosemary. I actually gave some away, planted some randomly in a pot to see what would happen, and they took quite well. So that's now in a friend's garden going equally wild. And we have other things. There's some pots full of dahlia tubers. I made some raised bed pot things. They've got all sorts in. Currently lots of ivy. I planted a couple of little ivy plants thinking they'd look nice to just like break up the pot a bit. And the ivy now owns the garden, it seems. I'm actually going to have to come over here and pull some away from the neighbour's fence. But yes, we've all sorts. We've some little... I did have euphoria, but that didn't take to the winter. We had a funny winter this year, didn't we? That didn't take so well. But like I say, all sorts. We've got pots full of... cottage pinks, what are they called? Oh, it'll come to me in a second. I can't remember. I'll remember. I'll take photos and share when they pop up. I've currently got pots full of weeds. Let me just get these. But yeah, just lots of things that look pretty, that look nice and seem easy to care for, and it's easy to show their life cycle off. And that kind of brings me to the point of all this. I'm But I also made some other beds with, has just all of the daffodil bulbs we could find in. Let me pick that one off. Some alliums, it has some hyacinth in there. It has the clematis I mentioned that had died and is now going absolutely bonkers up a bamboo tripod. One of the mad things that I did last year was think that throwing 15 or so nasturtium seeds in wouldn't do anything. When I was fighting back an entire nasturtium forest last year, and I didn't quite get to all the seeds before it seeded, which means I mean even now looking at probably 15 or so different leaves coming out the ground, so I might have to stay on top of those and stop it being quite so wild. But I was about to make a point and I've interrupted myself. The reason I have all of these different things that are super easy for me to keep on top of and to nurture and to look after is because, one, I want a very pretty garden, and in summer it's absolutely delightful. But two, and as much as I've learned from my dad and subsequently my stepmom, in terms of her, the allotment that she's been left with since dad passed away, number two is that I also want to be able to show children how to look after things and where things come from. And so eventually we'll have an allotment and I'll be able to plant food and, let's say, crops, like I'm some kind of biochemist. Crops. Biochemist would be wrong. What would it be? Botanist. I want to be able to show our children how things are made and where they come from, and in many ways how, you know, important it is to understand why food exists. You know, apples don't just come from supermarkets, they come from somewhere else. And wrapped around that is an entire industry of livelihoods and other people's lives and years of trying different things and different soils. And whilst there's a lot of whatever the mass-produced version is for crops and fruit, there's also people out there that can grow your own, and you can grow your own. I bought the trees from a flipping supermarket and I threw them in the ground in that trench that we made, and they grew and they gave us apples and it was just wonderful. And this year we'll hopefully have the same from them and it will be wonderful. But this year we'll be able to show our children. And that's the other half of this podcast, is whilst I'm trying to understand and nurture plants and understand how different things grow and how to care for them, we'll also, Neil and I, be trying to understand children and how to care for them and how they grow. And whilst you can't chuck them in soil and water them twice a week, they need the same level of attention, the same type of careful eye and guiding hand. And sometimes they need to be covered from the cold, and sometimes they need to be allowed to run out and stretch their legs and wander around. And so, yeah, the other half of this podcast is about what our family will be like. And today is quite a personal day, the day I'm recording this, because it's a very long process to get to where we've got to. Even today, we started in autumn. In fact, it was the end of summer 2021, which was clearly a big year. And that was our first, we filled in the paperwork, that was our first kind of step into the world of adoption. And here we are, almost 2 years later, just under 2 years later, having met our future children for the first time. I've been pretty moved to kick this off and do this recording today because of that. because one of the things that I wasn't expecting today, in all of the excitement and, you know, nervousness and wonderful feelings of imagining what the future would be looking like, I really, really wasn't expecting to walk away and feel really sorrowful and upset. And that's come from just this very strange feeling of not having them yet and not bringing them home. It was lovely to see them today and seeing them play, and we got to very briefly interact with them, and whilst we shouldn't have, they kind of led that and they came towards us and interacted with us, and it was lovely. It was a really lovely moment of what's going to come down the line. It was a lovely glimpse into our future chaos, I suppose. And we drove away feeling so elated and almost overcome with emotion. I guess it's the adrenaline of that, if adrenaline is the right word, please tell me if it's not. But the adrenaline of that hit me probably about, what time are we on? Probably about 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago. And I just felt a real solemn feeling of, we still have to wait. And I wasn't prepared for that. And that's why I've come out into the garden, cut the grass, dug up a load of weeds, and are now talking to you beautiful people, because these are feelings that are going to be present for a lot of people on this process. I think I'm going to feel this now for the next month or so until we see them again, and that will be after our panel and agency decision, and I can talk in great detail about all of those kind of things and what that means for folks, and I'll probably go through different stages on a future episode. But yeah, it hit me today that it's not over yet, and I think I was really very much feeling like it was getting nearer to the end than it perhaps is. And whilst we don't have long by any stretch, we don't have long, it'll be another month or so and then we'll be going through what's called bridging. But yes, so I was moved to share some of those thoughts with you and capture a little bit of my own feeling, because it's important, I think, and it will be continuously important to talk about these things as time goes on, because it's only going to get a little bit more intense for us, for the children and for our social workers and for all the people that care for us and want to do the right thing for us. It'll all be quite stressful in many ways, but wonderful. But yes, definitely stressful few weeks ahead. So yeah, I thought I'd just share some of that while I continue to pick grass from bits where it shouldn't be. So yeah, I think that's it. I'll probably share next time more about the process and what we've done and the stages we've got to. And by all means, if you've questions or thoughts, or if you've been through this yourself and have your own thoughts or ideas on this process, and if you've even experienced that kind of weird feeling of, oh bugger, it's not over yet, and I've met them and I've fallen in love with them completely, but now they're not yet mine. If you've experienced that as well, God, I'd love to hear from you. You can message me. I think on Instagram is probably the best. I'll set one of those up and we can just connect. But yeah, I'd love to hear from you. And if you're a gardener as well, if you're a gardener and you've adopted, I definitely want to hear from you, because I want to know what I need to do next, because I'm bloody confused with both. But if you're a gardener as well and you have tips on how to look after a garden, how to have an easy garden to maintain with a small family, what types of grass are going to sustain footballs being booted around versus what type of plants you can eat and can't eat, all that kind of stuff, then let me know. Because this is very much a journey that I want to share with both halves of the audience, and you lovely people. Audience makes me sound really poncy, doesn't it? I don't have an audience. I have me. I'm rambling to me and my phone. But yes, whoever you are, if you're listening and you're in any way moved or inclined to share gardening tips or parenting tips or adoption tips, just get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to share some of your ups and downs. And who knows, maybe we can do that in person one day and pretend I'm professional and that this is a real podcast and not just my way of rambling into the ether to make myself feel better about not being a very good parent and or gardener. Who knows? But yes, thank you. Anyway, it's been lovely talking to you. And yeah, I look forward to speaking to you soon. Goodbye.